You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1111. 10 Things My Mom Told Me as a Kid That Give Me Confidence as an Adult, by Parent Co. of Gottman.com. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and I'm back with you once again for another parenting article. We stick to parenting content on Thursdays and Fridays here on ORD, and today's comes from the Gottman Institute, which is usually providing us with research articles. Today, however, it's a nice article of reflection and tenderness, really. I think you'll really enjoy it. So, without further ado, let's start it off and optimize your life. 10 Things My Mom Told Me as a Kid That Give Me Confidence as an Adult, by Parent Co. of Gottman.com. My mom did so much for me growing up, and still does. But more powerful than any one single thing she did is the internal voice she sowed deep inside of me. Moms are the hearts and souls of families. They do a million things and more. They are real superheroes. My mom did so much for me growing up and still does. But more powerful than any one single thing she did is the internal voice she sowed deep inside of me. It continues to replay in my mind every single day. It began as her voice, but has become my own. And it is my superpower. She planted confidence within me and helped me build a strong sense of self, all with her amazing words. This is what she said. Number 1. You are beautiful. She said this mostly when I did something kind, made good decisions, or showed independence and strength of character. She also said this when I was sweaty, dirty, messy, and working hard. She taught me that true beauty lies inside, and in my positive actions, not my appearance. Number 2. You will be a great mom. I remember hearing this throughout my life. It wasn't like she was priming me to have children, but she saw something in me then that I draw on now in every single day of my adult life. I have felt run down, exhausted, worried, and unsure of what to do at times, but I have never doubted myself as a good mom. Number 3. I am so sorry you feel that way. My mom always wanted to know my feelings, even when she didn't know why or couldn't understand why. She always offered empathy. Empathy breeds empathy, and we know that it's one of the most important skills for children to learn in order to have successful and positive relationships in life. And positive relationships build confidence. Number 4. What do you want to do? My mom never told me what to do. When she seemed to think that I might be wandering astray or about to make a not-so-awesome choice, she showed me her trust and confidence, instead of challenging or controlling me. She made my thoughts and feelings important by asking me about them. Number 5. You'll do the right thing. When trying to figure out what to do, my mom also told me that she trusted me to figure it out. Decisions are so important for self-esteem, and my mom never second-guessed mine. She let me be in charge of myself. She was there to catch me when I fell and was always on my side. Number 6. Invite your friends over. My friends were always welcome at our house. Friends would come over even when I wasn't home because they knew my mom would invite them in and offer them a snack. Through this open-door policy, she taught me not to worry about the tiny details of how clean your house may be or how fancy your meal is. You just welcome people. Number 7. I'm praying for you. My mom had a rosary attached to her fingers while I was growing up, and still does. She didn't offer a quick sentiment, She really prayed for me. She prayed for my boyfriends. She prayed for my friends. She prayed for my friends' friends, their parents, and their extended families. She taught me to pray for my children, which has given me great peace. It has given my children an increased sense of peace and security as well. Number 8. I love you. Of course, all moms say this. My mom said it all the time. If there were better things she could have said to let me know how she felt about me, she would have. But my mom said, "I love you," like it was the absolute tops. And even still, it seemed just a little too inadequate for all her actual love for me. Number 9. You go have fun. When I was a kid, there was always fun, play, and laughter. My grown-up heart seeks those things out when life gets big and heavy. My mom still says this to me when I drop my kids off at her house for a sleepover. She shoves me out the door and tells me not to worry about a thing. Then she wants to know all the fun things I did while she took care of my kids. She gets joy out of my joy. In this simple way, she tells me that I am not a burden. I am a joy. My kids are a joy. It makes my heart swell, like I really am doing a good job. Number 10. I'm so proud of you. What a gift to grow up hearing that someone was proud of me, no matter what. I grew up believing that I could be proud of myself. And I am. Thanks, Mom. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Things My Mom Told Me as a Kid That Give Me Confidence as an Adult, by Parent Co. of Gottman.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And some wonderful themes here in today's article/reflection piece. I really enjoyed this one. And what we see if we look at the article as a whole is a recurring theme of support. Support and trust. As parents, it can be very easy to lean too much on discipline or to lose our patience and dismiss our children so as to look after ourselves. There are definitely times and places to look after your own self-care and give kids some structure. But to build a parenting style out of that exclusively, as you can see, is not what children remember as they grow into confident adults. Rather, we see that the author felt a sense of agency and empowerment as a child. She was not talked down to or moved around too much. Instead, she was being treated to a degree as an adult who's capable of good action, good effort, and good decisions. Trust that you'll find time to offer discipline when you need to, but don't make that your focal point. Rather, look to this article and look for opportunities to lift your child up and give them confidence to be their own little people. And that does it for another episode of ORD, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining today and every day. Remember, we are 7 days a week, and Saturdays are for Q&A episodes, so I will be back tomorrow with one of those as we seek to help out one of your fellow listeners with a specific question they have about their own relationships. Hoping to see you for that tomorrow, everybody. That's where your optimal life awaits.